Thank you for calling customer service. Regent J, how may I help you?
Hi, I have a charge on my credit card from your company. I don't know what this for.
9254. Okay, can you provide me with the zip code?
92584.
94584.
No, 92584.
92584. Okay, and what's the first and last name?
Rafik Bartos.
Okay, spell the last name for me.
B like boy, A-R, T like Tom, O-U-S like Sam.
Okay, and verify your address for me.
I'm sorry?
Verify your address for me.
It's 28584 North Port Lane, Menifee, California, 92584.
Okay, sir, and refresh my memory, what's the reason for the call?
And because there is a charge on my credit card.
What's the amount of the charge?
What, like $49 or something.
$49.97?
Something like this.
Okay, I have an account pulled up and it does verify the address that you gave me. I do see back on the 14th, you ordered a Wi-Fi booster where you only have to pay the shipping and handling for $7.45, correct?
Right.
Right. Okay. Well, it does explain the terms and conditions. If you do sign up for that and you do get that free welcoming gift, which would be that Wi-Fi booster, you will only have to pay the shipping and handling for that Wi-Fi booster as a free gift of $7.45. But it also does explain in those terms and conditions that you will be enrolled into our Gadget Club, our Factory Direct Gadget Club, which you will be billed a membership fee of $49.97. And because you are a member of that club, you do receive a $125 gift card each month that you are a member that you can use to buy any gadgets in that gadget store.
See, I'm so confused. $49.95 for a membership?
$49.97, yes, sir, for a membership to the Gadget Club, which it did explain those details and the terms and conditions at the bottom of the page, where you did sign up to receive that free welcoming gift of that Wi-Fi booster.
I didn't see that. And can I cancel and get my refund back, please?
Well, sir, before you cancel, being a part of this gadget club, it is a pretty good club to be a part of. You do have access to gadgets such as that Wi-Fi booster and more, like a dash cam or any other gadgets. Like I said, you will have a $125 gift card that will be applied to that store where you can use to make purchases for gadgets such as that Wi-Fi booster and many other gadgets. You want to cancel that availability of that club? I mean, you have that $125 gift card you can use each month that you are a member.
Yeah, I need to cancel it. I cannot afford it this time of the year.
Okay, well, we are running promotion at this time where it's a $35 discount that's going for friends and family. I can apply that to that. We can have that discounted for you to make it more affordable.
Sir, I cannot afford this at this time. So
at
I need a refund. Yes, please.
Okay, 1 second. Let me see what we can further do. 1 moment, okay?
Thanks.
No refund. Okay, sir. And I did reach out to a supervisor about this situation, and she was saying that if we can try to make this a little bit more affordable for you. I know I offered a 35% discount, but she said that we can offer a 50% discount for this gadget club if you would like.
Sir, I cannot afford it at this time, so I just cannot.
Okay,
so
I understand.
Please.
Okay, 1 second. I'll get you canceled out so you won't receive any further charges from this. Let me notate the account and we'll see about that refund for you, okay?
Okay, so your refund $49.97 for me?
Well, let's see. Because it does explain in terms and conditions that you will be part of the Gadget Club. So normally on the sale is final. But as a courtesy, because of the situation, we can extend a 35% refund for you.
How much?
35%.
Your refund 25%?
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
Because it does show as a valid charge. What it does explain in terms of condition that you will be charged $49.97 if you do proceed with that promotion. It's a valid charge, and that's the only thing I can extend to you as a courtesy, as a refund.
35%?
Yes, sir.
No, I don't want this membership. I mean, you just cannot charge my card and for something I don't want.
Sir, the terms and conditions was clearly stated that if you don't cancel, or if you enroll
into
this.
I'm canceling now.
Yes, sir, I understand that. And that's stated in terms and conditions, if you do sign up for this, you will be enrolled into that membership for that, and you will be charged that amount for that membership. The only offer I can extend to you is a 35% refund.
No, I'm canceling, and I don't need this membership.
I understand that. We can get you canceled. You won't receive anything farther, but for that refund for that amount, I can only offer you 35%.
No, I need my full refund, please.
Well, 1 second, sir. Let me see what I can do for you. I'm going to reach out to a supervisor, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, sir. I did reach out to a supervisor. I did explain the situation. We went over all information, and she did confirm that as a courtesy, we can extend a 50% refund for you.
I'm sorry. I need my money back. You know, I just cannot give away my money. You know, I'm a hardworking guy. I'm not rich.
I understand that, sir. I did offer many discounts that can possibly help you with this.
No, I don't need the membership. I understand that, sir. No, I need to cancel and get my refund back.
Well, sir, I can get you canceled out, but I can only offer you a 50% refund.
No. It's not good.
That's the only offer I can extend to you, sir.
No.
Yes, sir, I understand, but unfortunately, that's the only offer I can assist you with is a 50% refund.
I'm canceling, and I need my money back, $49.97, please.
I completely understand that, sir. You will be canceled out. You won't receive any further charges from this, but I can only extend a 50% refund.
Okay, I'm calling my credit card company because this is not right.
Well,
thank you.
Hold on, sir.